Thanks for choosing this GLT podcast. While it's free to you, it's not free to produce. Take a moment and make a contribution to help pay for this program. Go to WGLT.org, and thanks.
Support for GLT comes from Bloomington Public Library, now offering a local podcast, Shelf Understanding. Past topics include the tiny house movement, virtual reality, an interview with author Eric Larson, and more. Shelf Understanding is available at bloomingtonlibrary.org, through iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
What can you expect when you transplant a specimen from the side of the road into your garden? I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field, from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum. It's Patrick Murphy. Hello, Murph.
Hi, Laura.
Today on GLT's Grow, we have a great question from Sonal in Frisco, Texas. And she says she recently moved there. She's been working on her landscape, and she's planting mostly native plants in the garden. Hello, that's such great plans. And she has seen these purple verbena-like flower plants on her walks in open prairies and on country roadsides. She says these look like what I used to have in my rock garden in India. Now, she looked it up online, and it looks like they're called prairie verbena or moss verbena. And she wants to know, is it a good idea to pick them up from the roadside and plant them in the garden? Or could she possibly invite a weed, an invincible weed? She says they look so lovely and lively, and the bunnies don't eat them, and she would really like to have these plants. So what do you think of Sonal and her plants?
I think that Sonal has a great endeavor in front of her, and the verbena is a great perennial.
I like saying the word verbena.
It's neat. You know, the liquid hand soaps that are, they put the fragrant verbena fragrance in. I love that stuff. It's like, man, I wonder if it tastes as good as it smells.
Yeah,
I did that once with the pod thing, and it didn't work out for
me.
I'm just kidding. I didn't do that.
No more pod challenges, okay?
And I think her question's interesting, too, Laura, because she mentioned, you know, prairie verbena, moss verbena. There's a common names for lots of plants are regional. So in the Dakotas, they call this plant verbane. But the prairie verbena and moss verbena are the same genus but different species, so they're not the same. But that's not a big deal, really, because here's what I can tell you. When I first started looking at things that were related to wildflowers and Texas and everything, the Wild at Texas site lists the Texas prairie verbena sightings as everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere.
So that seems pretty likely there.
That's a
huh?
good chance that it's a reliable native plant. We've talked about natives on the show many times.
You betcha.
Just last week we talked about it. And if you see a native plant growing somewhere, it's a good sign it loves the conditions. So the question was asked about the roadside location, which is usually a gravelly or rocky till. It's like gravel mixed with sand and soil. Well, she could duplicate that at her house because the basic requirements for verbena, whether you live in Texas or Toledo, is low water. The requirements are low water, full sun to part shade, which means mostly sun. Part shade means the shadow passes over it during the day, but most of the day it gets full sun. So because of the low water requirement, that also tells us that it likes hot soil. So if it's next to a sidewalk where the sidewalk is absorbing heat all day and kicking it off even after the sun goes down, that's a great spot for prairie verbena. And it's also a wonderful nectar source for pollinators, and they're important nationwide, not
you
just
betcha.
Here in the grow region. So the verbena is a really interesting plant. That there are 250 species in the genus. And the genus itself is diversified with over 3,000 different characters. So this is a plant that's evolved a lot over time.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, we're helping Sonal in Texas with her verbena question. Is it at all legal if she sees something growing by the side of the road to dig it up and take it?
It's not legal if it's a local, state, or federal park or private property. And you don't want to mess around with private property in Texas, right?
No.
So get to know your neighbors and maybe check with them. And then Sonal's concern about the weeds.
Yeah.
The way that could happen is if you transplant the verbena from the roadside and bring it to your garden, the little bit of soil that comes with it could be filled with weed seeds that are waiting to ambush you as soon as you create some kind of culture to help the verbena grow.
Hey, thanks for the great place to grow up, Sonal.
Yeah, right, right. And the native, the true native of this prairie verbena is one that grows closer to the ground, so more carpet-like. But in that diversification of all the different kinds of verbena, the domesticated ones, if you will, they're usually a foot to a foot and a half tall. So you get the vegetation close to the ground with a stem that has a little ball-shaped flower. Mm-hmm. Flowers are almost always pink and purple. And it would be a great thing to take this out of a spot where you could responsibly remove it from a location in the wild that's not protected. Duplicate those circumstances at home. There are many other wildflowers besides verbena that's really the key to success.
Does she have to worry about killing off any possible weeds that are coming with them? Or should she just, you know, maybe accept that, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I think if she transplants them and then, you know, does the little nurturing for, say, 30 days where you keep it wet, help the below-ground root system get established. And then when you stop the watering and you stop nursing it, that's when the weeds are going to appear.
Oh,
weeds,
interesting.
Weeds love extremes. And the fine plants, the plants that we all love, they love consistency in moisture and temperature. So just by planting something and caring for it to get it going, you're kind of opening the door for some characters that you might not want to share your garden with. So you know when to look for them, and then it's easy to stop them before they become a problem.
So should she be pulling those out by hand, or do you have any other suggestions?
Another observation, Laura, that I have is the plants that are growing in a colony that are happy and the conditions that they want are there, it's going to be really hard for the weeds to get a foothold. So you might get a sprout here or there, but there's going to be competition for the water and the light and all that stuff. And oftentimes the native plant will win that battle because they're native for a reason. They've gotten accustomed to this warm, gravelly soil that's occasionally wet. Whereas the weeds, they're going to take an opportunity to get going and they're going to see what they can get away with, right?
It's just like a naughty teenager.
You're always going to have to pull a little weeds if you do some new gardening. But I think if you set yourself up here and create an environment or a culture, if you will, that the plant likes, your work will be minimal.
So the plant will basically sort of have a head start.
That's one of the many advantages of using native plants, yes.
Oh boy. Hey, so if she decides to go ahead and cultivate that, what are some nice plants maybe she could accompany it with?
Well, phlox. The phlox flower looks a lot like verbena, but it's taller.
Oh.
So I like monochromatic stuff in some cases, so I thought, well, geez, you know, the verbena and the phlox, they also produce a bloom kind of at the same time. You could have like a tidal wave of purple and pink because some of it's going to be close to the ground, and the phlox is up around the two-foot area. That'd be a great one.
It'd be beautiful.
A non-native that I've seen mixed with verbena before that's nice is dianthus. There's a variety called cheddar pink that has these hot pink flowers. That's going to look nice with the purple or pink there. And another flower that we've talked about it many times, and it's native in Texas and in the Southwest, it's lantana.
Oh, yes.
And it has kind of a woody system to elevate it off the ground a little bit. So you could have the verbena in the front and the lantana protecting it in the back or being the backdrop or stage for your verbena. Mix in some big stone outcroppings and you're done.
Oh, that sounds absolutely beautiful. Well, we already know she likes a rock garden, so that's going to look really nice.
Excellent.
So, Sonal, thank you so much for your question, and good luck with your verbena. Now, next week on GLT's Grow, growing the beautiful and tasty dragon tongue beans. So if you want to be the mother of dragon tongue beans, you'll get the lesson next week. If you've got a gardening question, a problem you'd like Murph to tackle, we sure would like to hear from you. Go to our website, wglt.org/grow. Send your question along to us. We'd love to hear from you. Again, that's wglt.org/grow.